Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. Long time, no time. Paul Immigs here.
Hello.
Grant Bills is on assignment from this podcast. He's on assignment from this show.
Did he get fired?
From the show?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I always remember you always saying, if you or Chuck missed like a day, the other person would get calls of like...
Oh, yeah.
You can't take a day off, or it's like, oh yeah, clearly it's because of the thing that he said yesterday. He's been, yeah.
But on the national show, no one gives a shit. I'm telling you, dude, it's
nice. I think it seems nice.
I struggle with that. Is it nice?
Yes.
That I can have the best job I've ever had, but like the least. I don't want to say accountability.
Well, you have a stronger sense of anonymity, of being anonymous.
But I want the things that I say that are like, I should be being celebrated for my Aaron Rodgers thoughts.
Yeah.
About how everyone was freaking out. Yet Adam Schefter's out there running around
mm-hmm.
complaining that he didn't sign right away. And I want it and I don't at the same time.
Yeah. There's a good Ron Swanson quote about that from Parks and Rec that I would butcher, but it's something to the effect of, no, it's actually, don't go chasing a claim, that way lies madness. That's exactly the quote.
How does that apply?
Who cares what people think or hear or know about you? Just like, fuck it. Who cares?
Well, that's the thing I was talking about the other week about this business is we're chasing respect and admiration from people we don't respect or admire.
It's a great point, and you should take it to heart. It's very good advice.
Like, I want to be given, recognition from people that I don't want them to know who I am.
Yeah, embrace the first half of that. You know, I mean, I get it. You have a national show. It'd be nice if a few more people were like, wow, Bart's crushing it. But also, like, who gives a shit?
Yeah, I mean, end of the day, I'm still going to, you know, take five shits a day and drink too much on the weekends. Why can't I leave up?
I don't know.
I went to the Bucks game, and then me and another guy went to the casino after.
And
we were both up at a late hour of the night. And we continued to play.
Oh, Bart.
And lost. That's why I'm going to win it all back.
Oh, jeez.
With my brackets. You strike me as someone who doesn't fill one out.
I don't.
Not but, even like a free one?
No, well, so that's kind of my thing is like, I'm either all into something or I'm just not into it at all. And so I'm not like, oh, I guess it's March Madness. I haven't watched anything all year. I'm going to pretend that I have an informed opinion on this. So I just, even, by the way, even like back in the day with doing media, I would do Dennis Krause's show. And
I've never done that. What the fuck, Dennis? He knows who I am.
I remember that. Remember that whole thing you did about Krause? And then I think did Newsmen do a bit? There was a thing at one point where
yeah, and then I did the huddle with Krause.
That's right. And he meant like he was aware of it, like he was part of the canon, right? Of
yeah.
But anyway, I did that, and I would always he'd be like, so we're gonna talk about this, we're talking about that. I said, hey, on that topic, the college sports, probably just talk. I have nothing to. He's like, oh, okay, good to know. So I would even tell him up front, like, I have no idea. Now again, this is coming from someone I did cover. An NCAA tournament when it was Buzz Williams coaching Jimmy Butler and Darius Johnson Odom with Marquette. And that was very fun. I was very into it, but I've kind of fallen out a little bit.
I'm in. So there's been a bracket I've been in for 15 years and I don't know how I got in it.
Is this kind of like your fantasy football leagues? You don't even know. What
those. I at least have some like an entry point.
Okay.
I don't know how I got in this, but I've been in it all the time. And this year, it auto-renewed the bracket, but I didn't get an email from the guy.
Okay.
So I think he might be dead.
Blech.
So I'm not going to enter that bracket because I didn't get the email. Normally, it's one of these guys that this is his thing. And he doesn't just be like, hey, I've got a bracket. You know, send it to who you can. It's like a 15-minute read of the history and jokes and inside jokes. And, you know, it's just long. But I didn't get the email, so I'm not doing it. So I'm only in one Fondy one. And I'm in one, Dan Shaney, who is my insurance agent, and he can be yours too. Check out danshaney.com. He runs a free bracket, and he can do up to three entries if you're one of his clients. And if you win, like, he's paying out top five prizes. Like, it's no entry fee. And if you win, you get a $200 gift card to anywhere you want.
Oh.
So, Dan, if I win, DraftKings. But so I filled out, and I think I'm in another one. So basically, I have three brackets that I have filled out in different spots.
Mm-hmm.
One, I've taken Florida to win the championship.
Okay.
The other, I have taken Duke. And then they're mostly the same. And then the other, I had my kid fill out. And he was filling out them yesterday, but I thought he'd fill out like teams he recognizes, teams that mascots are funnier.
Mm-hmm.
No, he just wanted me to show the prediction, like who was picking who. Mm-hmm. And he took the higher. So I basically have a chalk bracket. There's some 5-4 upsets because people are taking the 5 team over the 4 team. But mm-hmm. whoever the consensus was, he has taken them to win, except for Wisconsin. So Wisconsin's winning his bracket. And then the rest of it's chalk.
Hmm.
So I expect to lose on that one as well.
For $1 million, and I'm not proud to say this. This is an embarrassing thing to share. For $1 million, I could not tell you the Florida Gators basketball head coach.
Ooh.
Not good.
I don't think I can either.
Oh, never mind. So I'm less embarrassed.
I don't know much about college basketball. I didn't start watching it till last Tuesday.
See, I know you're also not a college. I know that about you.
I think it's some guy whose last name is like Mullen.
Chris Mullen, just without the S?
Gators coach. Basketball. Todd Golden.
But who is that?
I mean, that's close enough, right?
But who is it, though?
He used to coach at San Francisco.
Oh, my God. He's 39 years old.
I think one thing I hate about college, and this always bothered me, and when I would do the show with Wicked and Chuck, they were way more into it.
Yeah.
And so things were bigger deals or bigger stories, but it's always like the mid-major coach who has a run always gets Florida or Indiana or UCLA, and it's just always that progression. Indiana just hired the guy from West Virginia. West Virginia's all pissed because they didn't get in.
Yeah.
Now that guy after a year deuced out to Indiana. And it's just this constant, I don't know. There's something about it that just seems like they're using their school. But then again, I mean, I know we're in that era, but the coaches use their schools to just go to a more name brand school. Yeah. It just always bothered me that, oh, did you see who got hired for UNC? I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Yep.
But I'll watch it. Badgers played Thursday afternoon. Marquette, I think, plays at night.
And that can be around Friday. 2 hours, I think I saw.
No, they that was maybe, oh. But not. They're separate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Other than that, big news this week, Mecole Hardman signing with the Packers.
Is it Mecole or Mecole? Genuinely asking.
I'm just going to call him Hardman.
Both things can be true.
I think it's Mecole.
I swear I've heard an announcer. You have to have like Kevin Harlan on and have ask him for his opinion on Hardman and then let him say it and see where he goes with it.
Well, I've also called him Kevin Harland, so I'm the wrong guy to...
You have, and I proved that to you.
But that was an accident.
You did it like 7 times.
No.
I swear to God, I would never do that to you. It was not a one-time occurrence.
I think it's Mecole. Either way, He didn't return that many kicks last year. Everyone's like, he'll be a kick returner. He didn't really return that many kicks.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's not nothing, but I don't know. Like, he's going to be super cheap on DraftKings and FanDuel, and I'm going to captain him every week, and I'm going to never win. Because we're going to wait for the one day he has five catches for 34 yards, two touchdowns, and a return. And he's never going to have any of that.
Did you know he was a second-round pick?
He was?
Second-round pick in 2019.
Damn.
I didn't realize he was selected so high.
Yeah, it's pretty bonkers. I didn't either.
By the way, whether it's Mecol or McColl, it's actually Carey. Carey McColl Hardman Jr.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
There you go. Trivia.
Draft coming up.
You excited?
I just need to get my bearings of where I'm going to be.
Where are you going to be? What are the options? What are the choices?
Well, apparently I'm going.
You are now?
I think.
Like in a Infinity Sportsnet capacity?
That's the plan.
Live on the air?
That's the plan.
I mean, to be honest, like, you are the only Wisconsin sports national host, not named Doug Gottlieb, at least, if you count him.
yeah.
Like, to be, why would you not? You obviously should.
Oh, yeah, I expect to be there. Should be fun. What's on your mind, friend?
Well, by the way, Chris Haynes literally just posted, sources, with Bucks struggling and after dispirited loss to Warriors, Doc Rivers called a meeting with his two superstars, Giannis and Damian Lillard. Details inside. And it's a video, so I can't watch it because it literally just popped up.
Well, we're either going to play it or we're going to pause this, watch it, and react to it.
What do you want to do?
Can you play it?
Sure.
Can I play it?
1 minute long.
I hear it.
Chris Haynes with another Haynes briefly today. With the Bucks struggling recently and a dispirited loss to the Warriors last night, sources relayed to me that head coach Doc Rivers, after the game, called a meeting with his two superstars, Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard. Now, in this meeting, I'm told, was an open forum for both stars to provide input on ways to improve the team. It was a constructive session with each individual being allowed to share their perspectives. Now, this meeting occurred on the heels of the Bucks' offense sputtering as of late, and they've dropped five of their last seven games. There are 14 games remaining in the season for the Bucks. This is definitely a dire time. This is Chris Haynes, and you've been briefed. In games. There are 14.
What do you think?
What do I think?
Mm-hmm.
I think that two employees and a manager had a meeting about work. Was there anything in that? Like this. So here's the thing with stuff like that. The story is like the headline is Bucks hold meeting after loss.
Sure.
But the headline is also the entirety of the story. What people hold meetings all the time.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just a very visible business.
Yeah. I don't think that it's anything. Now, I don't like that they lost last night without Steph. They're also on a bit of a road trip. Like I said, I was at the game Sunday. They are not anywhere in the same league as the Thunder.
The Bucks aren't?
I mean, it was clear.
You're saying the Warriors aren't or the Bucks are not?
The Bucks.
Yeah.
The Bucks, they're just like, what is this meeting going to accomplish? That all of a sudden they're going to be able to win a title?
I don't think it's great that on middle late March with 14 games to go that this was required, that this was necessary. That's not a good sign. I promise you the Thunder did not have a meeting like this. The Cavs did not have a meeting like this.
Well, Cavs should. They've lost two in a row, dude.
Oh.
I feel like this is an instance of them On one hand, having a meeting is normal in work. On the other hand, in the NBA, it is rare to have these kind of, like, anytime you hear there's a meeting or a clearing of the air, that means there's a problem. But I think the Bucks could have just, like, not had the meeting and then been fine. I think having the meeting makes it a bigger problem. I don't know. I just feel like they're stubbing their toe when they do stuff like that. Just continue on, play. You're without Bobby Portis, whether you like it or not, he's a part of this.
Yep.
You know, a lot of it's going to depend on how Giannis and Dame play together, and they're going to have to, like, if they're going to win a title, Giannis is going to have triple doubles 3 out of 7 games in a series.
Yeah.
And Dame's going to have to put up 30 points in at least 2 of those games. And it depends on those guys. You know, get what you can from Kuzma, get what you can. Somehow Torian Prince is having, like, respectable games. Get what you can from these other guys. But I think the formula is very clear to me. Run everything through Giannis and Dame. Other guys pick it up where they can. What are you going to fix? Now, coaching could be an issue. Are we not running anything offensively or defensively? Are you just going out there and balling? How invested is Doc into this?
Yeah.
So that could be something. Maybe it's like a meeting that me and a radio guy had with our boss once. Me and another guy were under a person, and we thought that that person was doing an incredibly poor job as our manager.
Mm.
And we had said, we need to do something about this. So we called a meeting.
Mm.
We sat our manager down, and we basically said, here's all the reasons you are failing us.
Whoa, nice.
And it was just like, it was something else.
Did it go well?
Yeah, we ended up, like, getting an apology.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
And then things didn't really change after that, but
I was going to say, did any behaviors actually change?
No, things didn't really change after that. But maybe it was that. Maybe it was Giannis and Dame telling Doc, like, hey, we're doing what we need to do.
Yeah.
You got to have some input here. Because who's going to, like, what's the order of what's going to cost the Bucks in the playoffs? Lack of, like, losing to an inferior opponent. That could happen. There's plenty of those.
Mm.
Injuries.
That's number one.
But if they lose to, like, the Pacers, whose fault's that going to be? They're not an inferior opponent. Is that going to be Giannis's fault?
You're saying the Pacers are not an inferior opponent on paper?
Remind me on what inferior means.
Less than.
Oh. I meant the other one.
Proferior.
Outferior. Inferior.
Superior.
Outferior. No, if the Pacers beat the Bucks again, healthy.
Right.
Then they should be in for a major change.
That, I mean, this is a topic that I don't want to do with you and Grant in the future. Like, if the Bucks drop in the first round of the playoffs, everyone's got to go. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm. I don't want to go there yet. Yet. But.
Well, not everyone. Not Giannis.
Everyone but.
Yeah. Everyone.
Does that include John Horst? Does that include
Doc everyone? Rich? Yes, it includes everyone.
It sounds like reportedly if John Horst had his way, Kenny Atkinson would be the coach instead of the Cavs coach. You know, like, I don't know.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe we screwed up.
I think that's probably fair. So I was going to ask you, you know, I'll use your whole thing. You get $1 million if you're right and nothing if you're wrong. So playing with that $1 million of house money. the Bucks playoff outcome is what? First round exit, second round exit, Eastern Conference Finals exit, NBA Finals loss, NBA Finals win.
What are they right now? The five?
I was looking at, so they are the five, but they're a half game out of the four, Indiana, and a half game up on the six, Detroit. So like 4, 5, 6 is really fluid.
I guess I don't have any confidence. When Halliburton hit that shot the other day and was fouled and won the game, on one hand, I think that gives him a false sense of confidence and the team a false sense of confidence against Milwaukee. But with everything that's gone on between those two teams, I mean, all the way back to Giannis stealing a basketball, I think the Pacers might own more space in our head than any other team.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bucks, they play the Celtics. The Celtics are better than them, but you can get up for that.
Sure.
You know, it's easier to get up for teams that you know you're the underdog. When you're the favorite.
Yeah.
But you're feeling like you're getting little brothered.
100%.
And maybe that's where the Bucks are kind of at with the Pacers. I think a lot of people nationally would take the Pacers over the Bucks in 6 or 7. And I feel like I might do that as well.
Really?
I'm trying not to look at it as a Bucks fan or as a Bucks homer.
Yeah.
And I do believe, still, I do believe that there is an outcome. I don't know how many, like if it's 1 in 50 or 1 in 100, mm-hmm. but there is a path for Milwaukee to win the championship this year. There is a path. But I think a lot of the paths have us getting punked by the Pacers.
Yeah. All I would say is if a healthy Giannis, healthy Dame led Bucks lose to the Pacers, I'm not putting the Bucks hat on. I'm trying to do it like, as you said, just guy who watches the NBA and enjoys the NBA. That Bucks team cannot lose to a Halliburton, Miles Turner.
Can't. Siakam. I mean,
can't happen. That would be. I don't care how similar their records are.
But if you take a bigger step back, would you rather have Giannis, Dame, Kuzma, or Turner, Siakam, Halliburton?
Oh, well, for this season only?
What are NBA fans saying?
If your answer isn't Giannis and Dame and whoever the third player is, you're wrong.
I wonder what the NBA fan would say.
No, I know. I'm saying to that NBA fan or fans that if your answer is not Giannis, Dame, plus...
I think the Pacers trio gets at least 35% of the vote.
Outside of Wisconsin and Indiana?
Yeah. If not more.
Good topic for your national show.
I don't know. I get antsy when I talk about the Bucks.
You overcompensate your...
Yeah.
You do.
I know.
You know? Like, you talk more Giants and Cubs and Bulls and New York Rangers because of Carlos than you do about your teams.
Dude, that's... We changed our phone number, so like...
I heard it.
Nobody knows it.
I've noticed like in the couple days that it's happened, you have like new callers, different callers. The regulars are gone.
Yeah. Monday was a pretty good night where people got it. Tuesday, I said the number more, but less people called. I think there are some people who I will never hear from again.
They just have it saved.
Yeah. And they can't figure it out. And changing a number, that's a big thing.
It is.
That's a big, big thing.
It's never spelled disaster in the past either.
It's just a big thing, Paul. It's just a big, big thing.
Yeah.
But we're saying, I mean, you could look it up. It's on the internet. People can get it if they want it. It's just
How much trouble they want to go through.
Yeah. So no, I don't know. What about you? What's your $1 million? Because I usually think I'm a little more optimistic on the Bucks than any of you guys.
Sometimes. if they're in the 4-5 spot, they're losing to Cleveland in the second round.
Yeah.
The strange thing is, I would rather them be the 6, have Detroit pass the Bucks, be the 6, face the Knicks, which is a 50-50 series, I think. But then, let's see, 6-3, and then you play 2. Oh, never mind, then you play Boston. So you're probably not escaping a second round. Well, you gotta beat those two teams either way, right? Mm-hmm. Would you rather play Boston or, I mean, who's a more winnable series, Boston or Cleveland in the second round?
I don't want to disrespect Cleveland, but it might be them for us.
Cleveland, yeah.
But I think you're cutting hairs there.
Yeah, probably.
I'm not putting out chairs, Paul.
That was organic.
I'm not doing that.
You don't have to tell me.
It's just a shame because when you win an NBA Cup, and I got to see that beautiful banner, I know it is glorious. And you beat the Thunder to do it.
That's right.
You beat the Thunder.
Where were those vibes from like only 2 weeks ago when you and the kiddo got to see them beat the Nuggets? And what happened to that team?
They had a meeting last night. Throws everything off.
You think the meeting was like, do you think we should bring back that team that we had 2 weeks ago? Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. All right, ready, break.
I feel like the reporting needs to be a little more on this. How long was the meeting?
Who initiated the meeting?
Who initiated it? He said it was constructive.
Mm-hmm.
So then why even report it? It feels like it's being reported just to be like, guys, Bucks.
Well, and because he's BFFs with, you know, Dame's crew.
You're going to have the narratives run so wild in terms of like reporters and what they want to happen. I'm losing a lot of trust in what I'm seeing. Like everybody wants Doc Rivers to lose.
What?
Yes. Believe Bucks it. Fans? Yeah.
Or no, you're saying media
reporters. Yeah. Everyone wants Doc Rivers to lose. Everybody wants nobody wants to see Cavs and Thunder. Nobody wants to see it.
I'm glad that you've been hammering that point because that one's for sure.
Just because they haven't seen it before, they don't want to see it now. They want familiarity.
Yeah.
Diana Russini is trying to convince the Vikings to hire Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback.
That is one of the stranger subplots for sure.
I thought he didn't like her, but they have a love hate. They gotta. He feeds her information. And then trash it. And then she reports it wrong. He's a part of that cycle, man.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Okay.
He's a part of that cycle.
Okay.
Anything else to top your mind these days?
No. I'm looking forward to the NFL draft. This is like the month leading in that I get super in depth of like excited.
Would you draft Shadur?
What team am I? Because I think that's a relevant question.
The Browns. Right?
Browns at 1?
2.
Oh, sorry, right. Titans at 1. No, I would not.
Giants at 3?
I would. You got to take your shot.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work out, you're back at the top of the lottery.
Well, this is my point that they should fire Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are playing for their jobs.
Did we just talk about this, right? If you have
a coach that's playing for his job, fire him.
And a GM that's playing for his job because you're going to make short-term decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so smart. See, I want the recognition, Paul.
This has been a Paul Emick take for a long time. You steal mine just like you steal Bill Simmons' takes.
I do. I constantly steal it 2 weeks before he has them.
Ah, true. That's a good thing to point out. I did hear you play a Bill Simmons clip, by the way.
It was a good clip. It was about...
haven't you said that already, though?
Probably.
Or you've talked about pushing the NBA season back. You don't even remember the takes that Bill's stolen from you now. You're like, that's a good idea by Bill. The reason you think that is because it was yours.
Come on. It ain't that deep. Maybe it is.
We'll talk soon.
I'm so unhappy. All right. Good to see you. Paul Emig.
Bye.
I appreciate you. Thanks again to Paul Emick for jumping into the Winklerverse. I want to remind you, we are brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Happy Place Hemp. The promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. It doesn't matter how many times you have already ordered from them. You get 25% off each and every time. Put the promo code BART in at checkout, whether it's the seltzers, which are just huge in popularity, growing. Seltzers and like NA products are just booming. And Happy Place Help can help you with the seltzers. Also some gummies, the Delta 8s, the Delta 9s, the THC, the CBD, CBN to help you sleep. They've got all that. They make it right here in Muskego. You can actually stop in, say what's up, or they can send it to you. Very quick turnaround in the mail. And with the code, free shipping on pretty much everything that you get. If they get the seltzers, just get a couple of them, and then that'll get kicked in. But for the most part, yeah, they'll ship it to you as well. Happy Place Hemp. The promo code is BART, 25% off each and every order. Thanks, as always, for stopping into the Winklerverse.